In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. Hurt and a wreck, need a check? Call Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In a trip to Kenosha, Wisconsin, to observe the destruction in the wake of riots against the police shooting of black man Jacob Blake, President Trump says law enforcement deserves support and that that system should also address officers whose conduct is out of line.
We must really be thankful that we have them, and we have to help them do their jobs. We can't be threatening them with their pensions are going to be taken away, their jobs going to be taken away, everything's going to be taken away, they're going to be living a bad life if they utter an incorrect word. You can't do it. We have to have our law enforcement. We cherish our law enforcement. We wouldn't be here without our law enforcement.
Mr. Trump committed funding to help the damaged businesses rebuild, as well as additional funding to help local law enforcement. The Senate's expected to vote next week on another coronavirus relief bill.
Republicans are looking to vote next week on a narrowly focused $500 billion COVID-19 bill that addresses top priorities, even as it draws Democrats back to the bargaining table on a bigger bill. It's unlikely the $500 billion version will make it to a final vote, with Democrats demanding close to $1 trillion to bail out what Republicans say are mostly Democrat-run states that were deep in debt long before the COVID-19 pandemic.
Correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Trump administration remains willing to work on a bipartisan agreement to help build small businesses, the unemployed, and children in schools. The Justice Department is imposing new restrictions on how it conducts any secret national security surveillance of candidates for federal office or their staff. The restrictions were announced by Attorney General William Barr. They're part of broader changes to the Justice Department's surveillance procedures that have been implemented in response to problems detected during the Russia investigation 4 years ago. On Wall Street, the Dow by 215 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Who is this prophet to the whole country? Does one man really have the insight to know what's really happening? Get his free book at prophettoamerica.com. Is God's protective hedge around this country really gone? Can we expect worse than the coronavirus? Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com and download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com.
You are in the middle of nowhere. No one knows where you are. And it's going to stay that way.
On September 18th, don't miss Infidel, the new heart-pounding political thriller inspired by true events. Infidel tells the story of one man's incredible journey of faith and survival after being kidnapped in the Middle East, and his wife's courage to never give up on him. When his country abandoned him, his freedom became her mission. Starring Jim Caviezel. See Infidel, only in theaters September 18th.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you've gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, specializing in divorce, personal injury, and bankruptcy. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's moratorium on evictions was supposed to end today, but has now been extended another 45 days. In making the announcement, Governor Sisolak said the extension will allow counties to pay out short-term rental assistance to landlords, give courts more time to implement a new mediation program, and give the state more time to deal with a backlog of unemployment claims. This is the second time the eviction moratorium has been extended, but the governor said it can't go on forever. Local experts say the move should help some renters, but they do expect a surge in evictions once the moratorium ends. About 250,000 Clark County residents were at risk of being evicted if that moratorium ended today. Las Vegas is becoming a red light district to show some support for the jobless entertainment workers. The entertainment capital of the world is joining the nationwide We Make Events Red Alert campaign. Vegas will flip the switch tonight from 9 to midnight, with many entertainment venues and businesses going red. The campaign is an effort to push Congress to pass the Restart Act due to COVID-19. The Vegas Golden Knights enter Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinal with just one victory away from winning the best-of-seven series. They lead 3-1. They begin tonight at 6:45.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now we're getting some heavy volumes as you work your way through the 15 there, especially northbound at Blue Diamond. A crash there, it's involving multiple vehicles there on the right shoulder. Also look for some reduced speeds on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, east 215 at St. Rose.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., it got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition. Kevin Wall with you. This hour brought to you by Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Yesterday, just after 5 o'clock, Governor Sisolak, better known as King Stephen, Steve Sisolak extended the homeowner eviction moratorium for 45 days. This has set off a lot of people saying that essentially this is going to destroy the homeowners who are renting to individuals and families, and it's wrong. I understand. I feel a little both ways here. The people that are renting, you can't just throw them out into the streets. This was not something they did. This wasn't anything about their negligence. But the fact is, while you can't do that, you also cannot put a burden on homeowners who in good faith rent to individuals and families. You can't put that on their shoulders. Now, if you tell me you're going to put upwards of $50 million into a fund, let's see how that works. Remember the folks who are buying homes and trying to rent them. They make money. They pay their own bills out of this. I want you to hear Governor Sisolak. This was last night. And extending the homeowner eviction moratorium. And then when he's done, I'm going to give you both sides of the story. And I'm betting money that there are people within the sound of my voice who were just days away from eviction. Why did it take the governor this long? The final day, people were going to be evicted. Final day. And the governor comes around at the 11th hour, almost like one of those old black and white movies, Jimmy Cagney and the governor calling or the governor not calling. I don't know why it took the governor this long to do this. This was the governor last night extending the homeowner eviction moratorium.
As was announced earlier this afternoon, I will be extending the moratorium on residential evictions by 45 days in the state of Nevada. Throughout this pandemic, we have been faced with many difficult decisions, including this one. I originally put a residential eviction moratorium in place to keep Nevadans safe during COVID-19. Keeping Nevadans in their homes to slow COVID-19 was safer than them making emergency shared housing or other shelter arrangements, which increased the risk of spreading COVID-19. That still remains true today. Nevada still has elevated COVID-19 transmission risk, including in Clark and Washoe, our largest two counties. The directive I'll be signing to extend this moratorium seeks to maintain public safety during COVID-19 as Nevada transitions to programs that protect landlords and tenants. It will allow more time for these programs to be fully implemented and get assistance to those who need it most during this difficult time. First, it will allow counties time to continue distributing funds for short-term rental assistance to landlords. Second, it will give more time to the justice courts who handle these evictions and are not ready to safely handle the potential number of evictions with in-court filings and hearings. It will also provide the courts additional time to implement the newly created eviction mediation program, allowing them to move more quickly to stand up the residential mediation program passed at the most recent special session on a broad bipartisan basis. Finally, it will allow Dieter the time to continue making progress on reducing the backlog of unemployment claims, which should be used to pay rent and living expenses. Today's directive does not change any tenant's obligation to pay rent. Nevada's landlords have seen a seat at the table towards helping all of us move forward out of this pandemic for a better Nevada.
Okay, that's the governor. But the best question of the day came from, I believe, the Channel 13 reporter. And essentially, the why should we believe you on Dieter? On the homeowners eviction moratorium. I mean, all these programs are government programs, and all of them have failed. So my question, and this is a good question. I'm glad the folks at Channel 13 put this out there last night. Why should we believe you on, say, Dieter, or really any of these programs? I always say from the people that gave you Dieter, and it will forever be etched next to the name Governor Steve Sisolak. Let's go to cut six real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. And by the way, after the break, we will get to your phone calls. And I want to talk to those of you that were on the list. There were 250,000 of you across the state of Nevada, many of them here in southern Nevada. And I want to find out how many of you were on the cusp of being evicted. And do you trust the state to fix this thing? I mean, they created it with the Sisolak shutdown. And are they capable of fixing this, whether it be Dieter or whether it be the homeowner eviction moratorium? And what were you going to do if this thing had gone another 4 or 5 days and state representatives were coming to your door to say, I'm sorry, you got to leave. We're going to put a padlock on the door. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Supposedly 250,000 Nevadans were facing foreclosure. And I want to find out how this was impacting you. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Here is Governor Sisolak. And this is the operative question. Why should we believe you on Dieter or anything? Here it is.
The system that we inherited when I took office was clearly not set up to handle the volume of complaints that came in. We are handling so many claims right now, and there has been a significant amount of fraud, as you are aware of. I do understand the frustration that people are feeling when they call in and call in. And then when we added PUA to it, there was another component to it, and people were calling in on that. Unfortunately, we've had some turnover in personnel at Dieter. I mean, Heather was doing a good job, and the pressure and the threats and the abuse that she took became too much for her family and her neighborhood, quite frankly. We are working on a daily basis, and I can thank Speaker Buckley for stepping up and really hitting the ground running and handling these complaints. We're dealing with them on a daily basis, resolving as many as we possibly can. We did batches. Now we're doing individual ones to try to get through everybody, and we will get through it, everyone. It's just a very time-consuming process, but I'm confident that the folks we have on board right now, we're going to get through it. It's just going to take us time.
That's Steve Sisolak. And by the way, if you're wondering why we didn't bring you the question, they didn't have a microphone out among the reporters. That's like interview 101. The Sisolak communications people have no clue. They don't know at all how to do a news conference. They really don't. I mean, it's Steve Sisolak is not a bad guy. No, he's not. I mean, I've met him. I've interviewed him. He's a fairly decent guy. Goes to my church, Christ the King. But I want to tell you, as a governor, a sitting governor, the incompetence is incredible. He was probably fine as a chair of the Clark County Commission, you know, an elected position. But I'm going to tell you, he lacks so much in this job that he needs to be replaced, not because he's a bad guy, but because he's just incapable of doing the job. We'll go to your calls on the other side, and I want to speak directly to those of you that would have been impacted, those of you that were facing foreclosure. The governor took it right down to the 11th hour. Yeah. The governor called, that kind of thing. No, I'm just telling you. And by the way, please do not take this as a personal attack on Steve Sisolak. He's a family man, recently married, and fine. But the fact is, the guy is just incompetent. And that's why he needs to be replaced. Not because he's a bad guy or he's sinister or anything like that. Although people tell me that work around him that he is a little sinister. And he bears grudges and things like that. In fact, I'll give you an example of that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What were you facing prior to the announcement at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Affect you. But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Do you suffer from the debilitating condition peripheral neuropathy? Are you dependent on drugs such as Lyrica, Gabapentin, or Cymbalta? Are you experiencing continual pain, numbness, and tingling? Have you waited so long that it's affecting your balance? If so, you need to stop what you're doing and listen.
Dr. Joshua K. Purcell, D.C., Clinical Director of Active Life Health and Wellness and author of Natural Solutions to Neuropathy, can help. One issue that has long infuriated Dr. Purcell is that many neuropathy sufferers are unaware of the potentially dangerous side effects of prescribed drugs. His gift is teaching patients how to reverse the neuropathy and live without fear of the inevitable downward spiral created by the disease itself and the typical drug cocktail approach.
If you're tired of being victimized and taking endless drugs with serious side effects, please call 702-500-0839. We are hosting a free neuropathy seminar for you. Please call 702-500-0839. 702-500-0839. Call now to reserve your space.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday, this first day of September. By the way, can you recall a worse summer? I mean, I've been trying to think back in my life. And, you know, all of us have gone through ups and downs in our lives, and we've had, you know, divorces and deaths in the family and losing a mom or losing a dad, and it spoils your entire summer. Same thing, you know. But I can't recall a worst summer ever in my life. And you may be able to top me on this stuff. But I can't believe that it's this bad. It's horrible. And the dumb thing is, we like to think we're getting out of this thing, and that it's going to get better. But I got to tell you something, it doesn't seem to get better. God forbid if Joe Biden ends up, you know, running this country. that would make it probably the worst year of our life. The worst year. Just for the record, the Dow is up to 28,645. Now, if you're wondering, it went up 215 points. And for those of you that have 401ks, your 401ks are in great shape. Great shape. Simply put, now this is what's amazing. The Dow Jones is up. It is at 28,645. The best it has ever done was 29,500. We are inside of 1,000 of that. Now, I don't know. I don't know if you know, like Clinical Carl said. Well, it doesn't matter what the Dow. No, it does matter what the Dow does. For those of you who had 401ks and you saw it evaporate in a couple of days back in March or April, hey, the fact is, it's been rejuvenated. It's been refunded, if you will. And at 28,645, the best it's ever been was 29,500. That was in March of this year, right before the pandemic. 29,500, and we are now at 28,645. Simply put, the Dow is back. And within a day or so, maybe by the end of the week, we may eclipse. And don't think the president won't play that card. Whew. In the middle of an election, re-election campaign. I mean, this is going to be big. Anybody who says that the president doesn't deserve to be reelected, you're just not looking at the facts. Now, you can look at his Twitter stream. You can look at all of his posts on Facebook and in other places. But the fact is, this president is getting the job done. And what is, this to me is the TV commercial. The president built the economy once, and then he rebuilt it again. And that's exactly what has happened. This president has, rebuilt the whole deal. And the fact is, that if Joe Biden gets in, I'm not going to bore you with the talking points, but he's going to, on day one, cost 10 million jobs when he reduces the oil and gas industry in our country. That's going to take out 10 million jobs right there. And Joe Biden has no... the plan he's got is the Green New Deal. Anyway. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear from Steve Sisolak again. And this was something that was really weird that happened last night. During this news conference, just after 5 o'clock, and he went about a half hour, as he normally does. And one of the things he did, he got surly with our own Victor Jakes. Yesterday, Victor was on my show, and then last night he was, the governor tried to humiliate him, saying, well, I guess all the tweets you did earlier in the afternoon on what he was referring to. And it was a question about his family's visit to an area restaurant over the weekend, which... You know, every governor has a chance, wants the chance to eat out and have a life and be able to take his wife and the girls, to a restaurant. The problem is he went to a restaurant, he was photographed there, videoed there, and a lot of people were saying, well, what's he doing out there and there's live music? And the governor responded, but he did it in a very, surly sort of way. And that's why when I say he needs to be replaced, he doesn't need to be replaced necessarily because he's surly. I mean, he's got a kind of a gruff personality a little bit, and a lot of people believe that he is a little mean-spirited, holds a grudge. People that work around him have told me that. But that's fine. my the bone I've got to pick with the governor is that he's just incompetent.